Hi, my name is Dr. Jerusha Naidu. I am the Pfizer Vaccines Medical Lead for Sub-Saharan Africa. It is my pleasure to be here at the VACFA Congress 2017. I gave a talk entitled Updates on Pneumococcal Conjugate Vaccines and Challenges for Africa. So the organism responsible for causing pneumococcal disease is Streptococcus pneumoniae, a gram-positive diplococcus, which colonizes and lives harmlessly, for the most part, in the nasopharynx of human hosts. Its virulence factor is a thick polysaccharide capsule, which helps it escape detection from the immune system. The capsule is also the vaccine antigen target and is highly variable in its composition and polysaccharide chain makeup, so much so that the organism has over 90 known serotypes. Making a vaccine that targets so many different serotypes is prohibitively restrictive, but one does not need to cover for all of them, just the ones responsible for the majority of the disease, morbidity, and mortality. The current pneumococcal conjugate vaccines on the market cover the most virulent and frequent serotypes causing pneumococcal disease globally in pooled data analyses. However, when the vaccine serotypes are controlled through vaccination, the potential may exist for other non-vaccine serotypes to start causing disease. These non-vaccine serotypes are for the most part less virulent in healthy individuals and ordinarily do not cause disease. But there are always those vulnerable individuals who for some reason may be susceptible to pneumococcal disease. For example, immune-suppressed individuals within who even less virulent serotypes may cause disease. It is therefore imperative to have surveillance programs that monitor which serotypes are causing disease in your country. The factors to consider when choosing a PCV program and choosing a PCV for your program are multifactorial, and policy decisions are generally made for the greatest good of the country and the public. The main factors for choice of a vaccine are the disease burden, coverage, compatibility with the current schedule, and cost. The disease burden is self-explanatory because high disease burden reflects an unmet need that needs to be addressed. Serotype coverage is another factor. That is, how many serotypes does your choice of PCV cover, and is the coverage appropriate for your country in accordance to the local epidemiology of the pneumococcal disease in your country. Compatibility with the current vaccines in the schedule is an extremely important factor also. Most experts agree that DTP coverage is a good representative of the overall vaccine uptake in a country, and this is one of the reasons why the WHO chose to go with a 3+0 PCV schedule to coincide with the DTP vaccine schedule and therefore ensure good compliance and uptake of the PCV. Cost, and importantly cost savings, is another important consideration. A new study published in the journal Health Affairs puts a precise figure on the value of vaccinating children. For every $1 invested in childhood immunization, the return on investment is $16. This was the highest return on any investment when compared to preschool education, public infrastructure, community health workers, government bonds, and cardiovascular research. This includes savings in healthcare costs and lost wages and productivity due to illness. So immunization not only saves lives, it actually contributes to the social and economic well-being of communities. Now, epidemiological data is made available through various sources, through surveillance programs, such as the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. There is a pneumococcal disease surveillance program there in South Africa, or the Network for Surveillance of Pneumococcal Disease in the East Africa region, as another example, NETSPIR in Kenya. Other ways to generate this data are through doing epidemiological studies to generate the data. Uptake studies can help assist major decisions, such as coverage, the choice of schedule, and other cost-saving decisions which ultimately increase access for more individuals. Disease surveillance is important to monitor the impact of the vaccine, as well as the serotype coverage in the country.